Today is Thursday, December 5th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is a show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Let's go ahead and get started. So, I believe that Gary had wanted me to talk about my experience at Esther's Follies. So, we ate at Immerin Rye. Was the name of the place that we ate at, and it was good. Like I said, they had all these, they used what, you know, it's kind of a hippy-dippy restaurant. You know, they ferment their own vegetables because they want to save the environment. I don't know. They don't want to have any waste. And so they, you know, they ferment vegetables, I guess to I'm looking at voicemails. They ferment their own veggies, I guess, so they don't have to throw them away. And, so I'm not really sure, but anyway, they brought around, I'm so sorry. I'm just reading voicemails and I can't think about what I'm saying. But I'm trying to remember exactly what we ate. They had homemade bread, and it was a sourdough. It was nice. They had a whipped lard and butter spread to put on it. They also had like an avocado spread, so we got that. They had Johnny cakes. We didn't really like the Johnny cakes all that much, and that was a signature dish of theirs, but we didn't really love it. They also had a potato, and I want to say turnip or some sort of, it might have been like a radish, but there was a tart shell and then some whipped potatoes and then some radish and some kind of sauce. It was a little amuse-bouche sort of thing. I felt really weird saying that. And they had, and like I said, we had the cacio pepe, I believe, or the carbonara, and we had agnolotti, and we had a wagyu beef steak with mushrooms, and it all tasted good. And then they had the mixed drinks that they had were, again, nowadays, I'm, like I said before, I'm a really sweet drink person. And they had the more gin based, kind of whiskey based, not as sweet sort of cocktails. And I said, what is your sweetest cocktail? And so it was all right. I mean, it could have been sweeter. I could have put some, I could have put some sugar in there. But anyway, I digress. So, so there's that. And then we got done. I was a little bit worried that we were not going to get done in time to go to Esther's Follies, but we did get done in time and we decided we were going to walk. And there's a whole lot of construction going on in Austin. So again, we were trying to walk to Esther's Follies and we just had a lot of different detours that we had to take because they closed entire streets. Like we would sidewalk and all, like we would just, you know, we would walk one direction and there would be a sidewalk closed and then we'd have to like go another block and then, you know, whatever. And it was 99% humidity this night. And so we were sweaty by the time we got to Esther's Follies, and they had this big group of people outside because they have two shows in a night. And apparently the first show hadn't quite let out yet, and everyone was standing outside who was there for the next show. And it was so hot, we were sweating. I had sweat rolling down the crack of my butt, because that's what happens when I sweat. I don't know why. It like starts at my back and then rolls down my back right into the crack of my ass and then down through like a coin slot or something. And so finally, and they didn't have any instructions. They had a couple of different doors, but you were only supposed to go in the side door, not the front door. So we walk all the way around in this huge crowd of people to the front door. And we had pre-purchased our tickets But they also have general admission where you don't have an assigned seat. And so I was so confused about what we were supposed to do. But we did, I went to the front door through all these people, and there was a sign on this front door that said, please use the side door. And then when I got back around to the side, I saw people had started entering the side door. So I'm like, come on, Mark, let's go in now. So we rushed in. We probably cut in front of a bunch of people. And we went in, and there was a little ticket stand or whatever. And I talked to the lady, and she said, oh, yeah, your name's on the list. You know, you don't go in now because we seat general admission first. And then once general admission is done seating, then you can go in, talk to an usher, give them your name, and they'll take you to your seat. She said, you can get a drink or whatever in the meantime. So I got a drink for both of us, and we sat down and we were waiting. And all of a sudden, Mark came up to me. Oh, no. When I was going to get the drink, Mark came up to me and he said, oh, they told us that we needed to get seated right away because they were going to be starting the show. But it was so disorganized. Like, we didn't know when. I mean, how do we know that it's our turn to go? And anyway, I'm like, okay, well, I paid the lady for the drinks, got the drinks, and we went, found an usher, and they took us to our seat. And they had already started, I guess, the opening number. But it was, you know, it was fine because the opening number, you know, it was just a little parody Santa Baby or something like that. There was a girl dressed up as Mrs. Santa Claus. And what I'll say about Esther's Follies is it included, so it was kind of a typical Follies. We used to do, when I was thinking about like what I would describe it as, we used to do these band Follies is what we called them. And it was a fundraiser for our band program in my junior high and high school. And it was a community thing, so like all the band parents would get together. But it would have a mixture of music and like variety acts and skits and comedy and, you know, whatever else they could kind of pull together. And it was kind of like that where, you know, they had a bunch of skits and the songs that they had were all like parody songs. And when I say parody songs, not parodying the song, but they would write new lyrics to a song, and which is basically a parody song, but I mean relevant to something happening today. Most of it was political. So most of the parodies were political sketches or political, you know, the new words to whatever song that they did were political. There was an old lady who I first assumed she was actually Esther. Because I thought, well, this is Esther's Follies. And this lady was like working in the ticket booth. And then, you know, she was in a bunch of skits. She was throughout the whole performance. And she was probably in her 70s. And her voice had, you know, was a little bit worse for wear, I would say. I was like, okay, maybe it's time to retire. But it was very racy. So if you like very suggestive, sexual, there was a lot of gay innuendo. One of the guys, I don't know if he is gay, but he played a couple of gay parts. And they made a big deal about like going up to audience members and like putting his butt in their face, like guys, and wiggling his butt in their face and stuff like that. There was a magician, and the magician was supposedly the headliner. I'm going to say the same thing about this magician that I've been saying on all the magicians we've seen recently. He did a pretty good job, but they were all the very large kind of prop-based magic, where if you know anything about magic, you probably already know how they work. And they're very, you know, I don't know. It's kind of, they had the exact same magic, one of the exact same tricks as they had at that paranormal cirque that Mark and I went to back on Halloween. And so I enjoyed him. He was very funny. I mean, just listening to him talk, he was very funny. But the tricks, again, were ones that if you know anything about magic, you probably know how they're done. And so, like, you know, I don't know, cutting a woman in half, for instance, and where, like, her feet are still wiggling, and then you know that it's, like, mechanical feet, and it's not really her feet. And she's, like, bunched herself up in the first half of the table. And they've got these fake feet that are like constantly wiggling to make you think that they're real feet. That was probably the worst one, I would say, because, I mean, it was obvious that they were fake feet. He did have one that I'm sure I've seen it before, but I didn't know how it was done, where he had a solid mirror, and he went through the solid mirror. And I'm sure there's, like, an explanation, but I didn't know how it was done. Overall, I would say, for the price, it was a really fun evening. Nobody was, like, you know, celebrity quality or Broadway quality singer, but they were all good singers. They were all funny. And if you like political comedy, it was pretty good. So for the money, I would say go. It was very liberal. So I assume most of my listeners are liberal. It was very liberal skewing, but we had a good time. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also give me a call on the voicemail line, which is 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly shows over at pride48.com. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.